Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. Hello there, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, we're diving into the concept of scalar energy and scalar light. Now, what the heck does that mean? Well, we're diving into the spiritual realm, the third dimension or quantum here. Now, before you turn this off and go, okay, she's lost her freaking mind, I want you to be open and think about this for a minute. Now, the CIA has used thought process and quantum for quite a few years in terms of their research studies. They use remote viewing. Now, what the heck does that mean? Having folks focus on a specific area. So meaning looking across the continent, looking in Europe, looking in Asia, trying to help get reconnaissance information on what is going on in military ops, things of that nature. So that is a form of quantum. It's like I said, remote viewing. Now, scalar light and scalar energy is much like chi. So I'm an acupuncturist, and perhaps you've heard of chi. It's energy that we have around us. It's that stuff that you can feel when you walk in a room and you can feel like everyone's grumpy. There's going to be sad news. Everyone's anxious. That's chi. Chi also is that when you feel that someone's right behind you and they're going to tap on your shoulder before they tap on it. That's that sense, that spiritual sense. It's also that sense internally that you're like, something's off. Something's not right. So what we're talking about today is how Tom Palladino is using scalar technology that a guy named Galen Hieronymus developed. It's a machine that he developed that he's taking photographs and putting it under the machine daily for 15 days and having folks just experience what they feel from this machine passing light over their photographs. Now, that may sound pretty weird. Like, how the heck can this work to help with our energy? So boosting our energy, but also killing pathogens. Now, Tom has some incredible testimonials where folks have taken PCR tests. So these are tests that you can look for bugs in the body, and in particular viruses for certain individuals. And he's had them do the test before and after using the scalar technology. And interestingly enough, they are having eradications of certain parasites, viruses, things like Epstein-Barr virus, things like coronavirus. Very interesting stuff. Now, who else is in this realm? Just to give you a little bit of background. So folks like Dr. Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, these guys are also working with quantum healing and things of that nature. And the reason I really wanted to bring this on the podcast is because this day and age, we have to start thinking about things beyond us, beyond what's here on this earth to help us. Because I've seen patients go years and years with chronic mold, chronic Lyme, Epstein-Barr, sick of the sickest of the sick, and we've got nothing for these folks. And quantum is very interesting in this component. Now, if you want to know more information about it, I would highly recommend looking at Dr. Joe Dispenza's book, Becoming Supernatural. It's incredible, explains a lot of this very well. But it's an interesting concept. Like I said, I invite you to be open and really just take in what he's saying and think about the possibility of something else out there that could be helping us. Now, I did the 15-day Scalar Light Energy Challenge, and I'm going to talk about it at the end of the podcast. So stay tuned. Let's introduce you to Tom Palladino and Scalar Light Energy. Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. And on today's episode of The Health Fix, I have Tom Palladino on, and he's going to be talking about his 40 years of research in scalar technology, theory, and engineering. And he's got some great stuff. And I just can't even wait to talk about it because I've been living in the world of chi, which we were just talking about as chi is a form of scalar energy. And a lot of folks think of scalar and go, is it the same thing? What is it? So today we're going to demystify, we're going to explain and get the word out here. So Tom, welcome to The Health Fix.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Krause. Thank you.
All right. So you have a website, and I was diving into it, checking out all of the info there. And it's interesting because on the website, you are offering folks scalar energy healing therapies. And in particular, one of the hot topics right now is how do we get rid of this COVID thing, you know, and especially for a lot of my patients is how do we get rid of this chronic long haulers COVID, which looks a heck of a lot like Epstein-Barr virus. And you have some help and some solutions for folks.
Yeah. You're right. Scalar energy, it's a new science. However, it's as old as the sun. What do I mean? I'm working with sun energy, star energy. This is chi, prana, consciousness, scalar energy. I work with scalar energy. I have scalar energy instruments. Now, to start the conversation, this is not electricity. This is a different dimension. This is not of the electromagnetic dimension. And I'm able to work in this scalar dimension, which allows me access, if you will, to the quantum realm or to the non-physical realm. And it's so much easier working in the non-physical realm than it is in the physical realm. So we're going to concentrate on scalar light, the other dimension, and what you can do in this other dimension.
Now, a lot of people might be thinking the other dimension. We've, you know, in my age range, I'm pushing in middle, late 40s talking about, you know, encounters of the third kind. We're thinking, what? This the next dimension. A lot of people might be thinking, okay, what does this even mean? And why is it easier to work in another dimension?
Yeah, it transcends time and space. When we're working in scalar energy, it's thought or consciousness. We're not subject to a material world. So there really are two dimensions, and we're working the spirit dimension. Everybody has a spirit or soul. I think many people realize that. That's the dimension we're working in. And I have energy instruments that access that scalar energy dimension. So put aside electricity and magnetism, that's not what we're working with. So when we're working in this, let's call it a quantum dimension, we send information. It's an information, it's an instructional force field. And we don't depend upon the elements or physical matter. So physical matter slows us down, so to speak. Physical matter, it has its limits, whereas immaterial science, non-physical science, has no limits.
Which is quite cool. And I think for a lot of people, unfortunately, we've been kind of, for lack of a better term, brainwashed into thinking we have to use the physical to heal ourselves. We have to use the physical to find a cure. You know, people come to me all the time like, hey, doc, fix me. And I'm like, well, no, that's not how it works. We're going to guide you to fix yourself. And then I get this look of like, what?
Right. Exactly.
It's interesting, right? And so in terms of scalar energy, one of the things that I really wanted to talk about first and foremost is how you were talking about you can go across the world and help someone out by looking at a picture. So explain to us how you're using pictures with your instruments to help folks across.
Okay, that's a great point. So this is the other dimension. When I work with people, people email me photographs. This is my photograph, and I actually place a photograph inside the instrument. Now keep in mind, I'm working with the quantum field or the instructional field. So the instrument picks up the quantum energy on a photograph. So I am making a connection with a person's quantum field. I'm not making a connection with a person's physical field. So working in this quantum field, we can send instructions and improve quantum health. Now, what's the point? Well, there's two points here. There's quantum health and biological health. I've never worked with a biological specimen in my life. I only work with quantum force fields. And I do that through a person's photograph or an animal's photograph. So that's the new science. In other words, instead of going to a practitioner, I have nothing against modern day practitioners, you don't go anywhere. You simply send your representative, which is the photograph. Your photograph represents you. So this is non-local quantum healing.
Wow. Wow. So I think a lot of people who are not familiar might be like, okay, my photograph. All right. What does my photograph give off quantum wise that I can tangibly think in my head?
Exactly. That's the point. So your photograph is your signature. It's your energetic signature. It's your energetic fingerprint. And my instrument can find your quantum field anywhere in the world, no matter where you're located, by your photograph. So if you will, if a satellite can find my cell phone, my instrument can find your quantum field, your quantum field. And the point is this, only working in that non-physical dimension, we can change a disease pattern like that. We can access your chakras like that because we're working with an instructional force field. We're not bound by any physical impediment or physical distance.
Interesting. So if we have our own individual quantum force field, then illnesses or viruses have their own as well?
Exactly. That's what we're getting at. So my photograph carries my energetic pattern, including my illness. And I can identify an illness on the photograph and eradicate it.
Wow.
I can identify, say, a virus, an illness, an imbalance of the chakras on the photograph. And I can correct my chakras on the photograph. Or I can correct a viral presence. I can shatter a virus found on the photograph. So we always work on photographs, allowing us the quantum entanglement, allowing us access to the quantum realm.
Wow. Wow. So here's a kind of question that comes up in my head when I'm thinking about this. If someone has, you know, let's say a picture from themselves from 2016, pre-COVID, and now they have long haulers COVID, would you give them the more updated, you would want the more updated picture, correct? Because you're not going to see that in the older photo.
No, good point. A photograph is always in real time. See, when we're working in the quantum realm, there's no past or future. There's only the present moment. So a person's photograph, regardless of the age of the photograph, is always in the singular moment, the immediate moment.
Interesting. So if someone wanted to help someone out and the other person wasn't so much up for the whole, they're like, this quantum stuff, this scalar stuff, I'm not so interested in it. This, and say this person hadn't been with this other individual for a while, they gave a photo from 2017, it still work.
Yes, correct. The age of the photograph doesn't matter. People sometimes send me their baby photographs, the photographs when they're infants. That photograph is an internal thumbprint or fingerprint, if you will. That photograph always reports in the present moment.
Wow, that's fascinating. So now if you are going to submit your photograph, And folks, by the way, there is a whole process. You can do this and it's free for 15 days. And we're going to talk about that. That's at scalarlight.com. But if you have your photograph there and your instruments are going through with the light, working on things, does the person have to do anything? Is it like better if you do some quantum work with it?
I always ask people to pray because prayer is scalar energy, or prayer is some type of form of consciousness. I ask people to accept healing. Don't stand in the way of healing. Be a positive mind. Mm-hmm. But let me answer your question with this example. Many times I treat dogs and cats. People send me photographs of their pets, and their pets are not aware that they're being treated with a scalar energy instrument by way of their photograph. So the point I'm trying to make is nothing stands in the way of scalar energy. Nothing can impede it. So it will always perform the desired effect.
Wow. Wow. So what does the instrument look like? I think a lot of people now might be going like, I imagine what it looks like, a photo booth or something.
Yeah. I have photographs of my instrument on the website. It's custom built. And with that said, I think it's unique in appearance. It is obviously unique in function. Let me say that it's it has an oscillator that allows this pulsation of scalar energy. And then at the very tail end, so to speak, of the instrument, I have two Tesla coils that send out, that propagate the scalar wave. So with that said, it is a scalar energy instrument that sends out or broadcast or makes the connection to the scalar realm. And I'm very happy to say that that we've had great success with people around the world by way of their photograph. I can't underscore this enough. This is a new and emerging science. So much research needs to be conducted. I see just great promise with this technology.
No, I mean, it's definitely, we have folks like Dr. Joe Dispenza and Bruce Lipton, you know, we have folks talking about it, you know, and I think your work and we're gaining some traction, right? And I think the more that folks are open in this course, why I wanted to have you on the podcast is because I want to share that there is this possibility. And especially in terms of the realms in which you're working with, because HIV, AIDS, you know, chronic mono is something, you know, EBV, this is something that a lot of us conventional docs, functional docs, we throw everything that we've got at it and nothing is working because it is an energetic situation. And this is kind of what I tell my patients, this virus, this bacteria, all these things get in, they become part of you and your energetic.
Yes, they do. We've had great success with people with Epstein-Barr. People will send us a photograph and we're able to detect the Epstein-Barr virus on a photograph of a person. And then we're able to send information into the photograph that breaks down the molecular bonds of Epstein-Barr virus. Now, does it work? Well, you have to speak to the people. You know, most people, after we work with them with Epstein-Barr, say they feel better. Some people have gone as far to say that I have lab reports that show that I no longer have any viral load for Epstein-Barr. But that's the point that I cannot prove. I cannot prove how people feel because I never work with people. I can only prove how photographs respond because I only work with photographs. So this is the new science. We have to develop a new protocol for this.
Yeah, it seems. I mean, I was watching another podcast that you had where you were showing the PCR results. And I saw that absolutely fascinating. So folks who are listening, you can look at your viral loads via PCR. This is probably how you figured out what you have going on in the first place. And so I typically will have folks do a pre and post on anything because I'm geeky like that. And I like to see the science and the quantum kind of combined. So tell me this, in terms of duration of treatment, what's on average, if you give like a ballpark, how long does someone need to have a photograph exposed to the scalar light to get an eradication of, say, Epstein-Barr, if we go with that one?
You know, what I've seen with my photograph, it only takes one session to break down the molecular bonds of Epstein-Barr and to transmute it or destroy it. So just one session. And we make this very simple to people. Our website offers 15 days of free sessions to anybody in the world. Anybody can visit our website, upload their photograph. And then we tell people, you prove to yourself this work. But from my experience, it only takes one session to eradicate a virus.
Wow. That's fascinating. Then of course I gotta, you know, because my brain works this way. Okay, one virus per session, multiple viruses per session. How does that work?
Multiple viruses, multiple pathogens per session. During one session, I can target approximately 400,000 species of germs, pathogens. And in one session, I can not only identify, target those pathogens, but whatever pathogens would be in your body, your quantum body, we would break apart, we would destroy.
Wow. So a lot of folks are probably listening right now and being like, well, why is this not mainstream? Well, folks, there's a lot of money involved in medicine. There's right. That. We're not going to go there. And this is something that we don't have a concrete understanding of yet. And this is why we're working harder to get a lot more research out there.
You're right. My work is groundbreaking. And I don't know of anybody else in the world who's down this avenue as I am. Can I prove that this works with people? No. Because I never work with people. So what am I getting at? Only a grassroots movement, only people can say whether they feel better or not. Now keep in mind, this is a science that's never been proven according to academia. This is a science that cannot quite understand how an energy field of a person can be accessed. You can access that easily with scalar energy. You cannot readily access that with electricity. We won't get into that. Okay. So it's a new science, and it's, yes, much work needs to be done.
So as I start thinking about other ways that someone could integrate this into their realm, I'm thinking about what would it do if someone was to just have their photograph regularly run through your scalar light machine? Would it be like a detox, you know, every so often, or would it be, you know, a purification process? What would that be like?
Every day I work with people and I balance their chakras and I eradicate microbes, I identify and eradicate pathogens, microbes. And many people stay on this program for months. Some people sign up for a year because they see the merit. Now, everybody's different. So this is why I always advocate people try the 15-day trial. It's nothing like anything you've ever experienced. Well, my instruments are unique. I don't think you've ever experienced this before. I'm pretty sure you've never seen this type of therapy by way of a photograph. So yes, it's a daily detox if you're on our program, because we constantly target not only the microbes, but the toxins inside the microbes. So yes, it's a microbial cleanse every day, and it's a toxic cleanse every day.
Now, the reason I ask, of course, is because you have multiple programs on your website. And so, guys, he has hormone balancing programs. He has detox programs. There's, you know, chemical detox. So I'm guessing someone who has been addicted to whatever you want to go with, from smoking to cigarettes to, you know, obviously that's smoking, to alcohol, to drugs. But I'm also thinking about folks who are struggling with weight. You also had the fat metabolism. And then I saw a very fascinating one, which intrigues me because it was all about enzymes and molecules and helping your enzymes and molecules to work more effectively. So tell us a little bit about that one, because I'm going to back it up with something that I'm going to pose. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So we also have a program. It is, what we call digestive enzymes. And so what I do, and I actually take photographs of enzymes, and then I download those photographs of enzymes into my photograph. Okay. Now, what's the upshot? Well, you know, I have photographs of bromelain, and what is that going to do? Sometimes it's been reported to soothe a person's spirit or reduce pain. Sometimes we say that this might be a benefit to curb cancer that we would detect on the photograph. Now, I have to caution the audience. The conditions that I speak, the energetic conditions that I speak on a photograph, are not specific to a person. You know, if we eventually make that correlation, then people have to do that. I cannot make that correlation. So when I'm downloading digestive enzymes into my photograph, I can see the change in my constitution, so to speak, on my photograph. Now, will people ever say, well, that benefited me? Okay, that's fine. That's their testimony. But right now, we can't prove that.
Sure. Well, and here's where I was going with it. As an acupuncturist, when people come in to see me and I feel their pulses and I look at their tongue and I just feel the energy of their body, they're different every single day, right? From one week to the next, you know, every other day, we're completely changing as creatures every single day. So being able to work with a pattern like this and adjusting our hormones, adjusting our digestive enzymes, adjusting our body on a daily basis. I mean, this is fascinating to be able to regulate on a daily basis.
Yeah, it is. Why do we say that? Because we're working with light, energy. And energy is fundamental, and you can count on it. It performs a guaranteed function. It's dependable. Whereas when you're working with other means, it's not fundamental. So what do I like about scalar energy? It's fundamental energy, fundamental, and it does what you tell it to do. A primal force can be depended upon. It's a guaranteed outcome.
Huh, Right. I mean, I didn't really think about that. There's not much else that one can guarantee, you know.
Right. Well, light is the king of creation. Light is the first principle, a first cause. You can always guarantee, you can always depend upon light as a first cause.
Very interesting. So at this point, you guys might be thinking like, okay, I don't know, maybe I'm sort of sold, but I'm not completely sold. I want you guys to think of a concept. There's a lot of stuff out there right now where the CIA and the government's being exposed for certain practices that they've been doing. And in particular, one is remote viewing. So what I'm talking about is that folks in the CIA were trained to remote view different locations. How did they do that? What was the skill beyond that? We're looking at quantum here. And so we're remote viewing with health here in a sense. Is how I kind of see what you're doing with your scalar light instruments.
Precisely, precisely. So you can have remote viewing or you can have remote healing. Exactly. So, in other words, my photograph is my bilocated version. I never work with people, I work with their bilocated version. And some people have, let's call it the gift of prophecy, they can see an event in the future. Why? Because they can access that time frame in the future. I can access a person's quantum field by their photograph. This is the new science that we see before us, and it's just a matter of time before the world recognizes that there is another energy, scalar energy. Electromagnetic energy is a valid energy. It's not the only energy.
Right. And I mean, as far as we know with electromagnetics, you know, we can only get so far, and we have some harm within that realm of energy and using that exclusively.
Yeah, that's one of the drawbacks of using electromagnetic energy. Not all the frequencies are friendly. You know, it's been proven that there's some type of electromagnetic energy that's inimical to our health. Why do I like scalar energy? Well, from what I've seen thus far, after working with it for 40 years, I don't see any drawback. I don't see any negative consequences.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that for sure, for sure. So I have a question for you in terms of working with people in pictures and photos. Now, I was chatting with you before we jumped into the recording. Now, I've seen scalar supplements. So in particular, I would talk about silver and things of that nature. Now, folks might be thinking, okay, we would purchase these scalar supplements that have been treated, like pre-treated. I know this isn't your realm and your business, but would there be anything where someone could send a photo of their supplements or a photo of their garden? I'm thinking ahead of time, like photo of the seeds you're going to plant in your garden. Would there be any benefit or not to
Yeah,
consider sending
that's a
that?
good point. Some farmers have sent me photographs of their seed, and I've been treating their seed with good results. In other words, we think that their crop will be enhanced by, it doesn't matter if it's a seed or it's a full-blown tree or it's just a seed starting to sprout. As long as you have some photograph of some object, the entire object in this case will be treated. So with that in mind, a photograph of the seed, yes, we've seen some favorable outcomes. Some people send me photographs of their garden or their farm fields. I've had farmers send me photographs of their cows, their livestock. And we've seen measurable improvements in crop yields and measurable improvements in livestock, the health of livestock. So the new science now, don't have to visit an office. All you need to do is email a photograph. And we could see an improvement in your constitution. At least I can from my vantage point. And then people have to speak up and people have to say, well, yes, this is helping a certain capacity. Again, there's no scientific protocol here. It's a new science. And only the people, it's a grassroots movement, only the people can testify if this has been a benefit.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, hey, I know you had said you can see a change in your constitution. You can see the photo actually change. That's
I can I have a way of detecting change of energy on the photograph. I cannot actually see with my naked eye the photograph change, but I can see, I can ascertain a, what I call a difference in a rate or a difference in a measurement of a certain condition on a photograph.
Interesting. And so just to kind of give folks a little bit more of a sense here, are we talking the, you have equipment that can tell this?
Yes.
So not your naked eye, but the equipment can pick up much like little areas of change.
Yes. Yes. I've the Hieronymus family that, that I studied under, his name is Galen Hieronymus, a great inventor. He invented scalar energy instruments, and he had a rate book. He had rates, thousands upon thousands of rates, or some type of numerical representation of disease patterns before and after. And those are of merit, but we'll get into that later. What I'm trying to inculcate today is try our standardized sessions.
Yeah.
We have 15 days of free sessions, and then you, the individual, you have to say this is of merit or I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like it. It's trying it out, seeing how it works, see how you feel, see how things go. Do you have any recommendations for folks once they jump into the 15 days of free? Are they giving you photos every single day? Give us a little breakdown. How does the 15 days work?
Yeah, our website accepts one photograph. That's all you need to send. You can send a photograph of a family member if you want, or your pet. And then that's it. You don't do anything else. And we will work with you on a daily basis. We'll balance your chakras, brain waves. We'll identify and eradicate microbes, and we'll assemble nutrients. We're doing all this now through your quantum field. The recipient of the action is always your photograph. And we will send you daily emails. Ah. And after 15 days, you be the judge of whether you've had a favorable experience or not.
I like it. I like it. No risk here, folks.
Right.
I did see on the website, you're not taking credit cards, so we don't even have to worry about that. It's just try it out, see what you think, and go from there. I gotta admit, Tom, it's fascinating. And I know that a lot of people are going to be, you know, as with anything in the quantum realm, they're gonna be like, I don't know. But 15 days, no credit card. Hey, you know, guys, I don't see any reason why not to try it. So scalarlight.com is where you wanna head over. It's 15 day, try it out, see what you think. And let me know. Guys, I want to hear from you guys what you think. I'm going to try it out myself as well. And we'll do a recap because I do have 15 days before this gets released. And so I'll be able to do a recap on the end of it to let folks know what's going on. So Tom, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to see what happens in these next 15 days.
Thank you.
All right. So as promised, I wanted to give you the recap on what's been happening with me since I decided to submit my photograph and do the Scalar Light Energy Challenge. So I am on officially day 14 as this is going to be released. I didn't quite get the full 15, but I will say that I do feel different. I can't put a finger exactly on it, but I've been lighter, meaning not weight lighter, but lighter in terms of not taking things so hard when something doesn't work out during the day. I've felt more confident, more comfortable in my skin. Now, if you listen to any of my previous podcasts, you've probably heard me talk about my gut issues and my anxiety. My anxiety's felt better. Gut's been being pretty good, but I think that might be due to my new enzyme protocol and whatnot from Healthy Gut. But I do feel different. So Tom has offered for me to do a full year challenge using the Scalar Light Energy, and I'm going to do some really good journaling over the next year, and I will come back after a year and have him back on, and we'll talk all things Scalar Energy and what's happened. But because it's a 15-day trial and you have nothing to lose other than putting your photograph into his system, you know, if you're comfortable with that, I feel like it's worth it, especially if you have chronic Lyme, especially if you have EBV, any of these like chronic fatigue, chronic pain types of things going on, and you can't seem to get a handle on it. think it's worth trying it. Now, I will say this. With anything in the quantum realm, you have to think about it yourself, meaning you have to do a little bit of the work upstairs. You have to really want to be getting better. You have to really want to get a result and think about it. Tom's group sends an email every single day to you telling you what they're doing with your photograph in terms of what scalar light energies are being put on your photograph, I guess is the best way I can describe it. And I looked at every single one of those emails and kind of thought about what did I want from that type of healing process? What did I want to get out of it? So I think it's very important to look at these things and use what you're thinking upstairs, what you want to happen, because I think it's huge to have that connection between the brain and what is being done for you. Let's put it that way. And, you know, I do this with acupuncture, and my clients all often, you know, kind of talk about what condition we're focusing on and get it set in the mind in terms of what they want out of their acupuncture visit. And it does seem to work well to have that mind and energetic connection. So there's a purpose. So I think it's worth it. It's 15 days and just try it out and see. And I'd love to hear from you what happened, how you felt. There's nothing to lose. It's just something to consider. I know it's woo, I know it's strange, but you know, this day and age, I think we have to look outside of the conventional medical realm and put a little bit of effort into thinking that perhaps there is something else out there, some energy that we can conjure up ourselves and use to help ourselves. Just like I always say, you have everything inside of you to heal yourself. I think scalar light can help you to get to where you want to be and get that healthy body, mind, spirit, whatever you're looking for. So give it a chance. All right. You have survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to The Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.